Nurses, just like you, are amazing at caring for patients, but when it comes to starting a business, most of us skip the basics like doing an assessment. And just like in nursing, if you try to treat without assessing first, things will fall apart fast. That's exactly what I see nursepreneurs do all the time, and it leads to failure and overwhelm and stress before they even get started. Welcome to the Nursepreneur Academy podcast, where nurses like you discover how to break free from the bedside and build a flexible, profitable business using the skills, knowledge, and experiences you already have. I'm your host, Liam Caswell, an RN turned full-time six-figure nursepreneur. In 2021, everything changed for me in my career. I left my senior nursing role to build an online nurse-led personal brand. One that gives me the freedom to work from anywhere, leverage the skills the hospital paid me to learn, and create both the income and impact I always knew I was capable of. Now it's your turn. I'm here to show you the possibilities beyond bedside and help you transition into a nurse-led business that fits your needs and life. Whether you dream of working from home, earning what you're truly worth, or making an impact on your own terms, I'm going to guide you every step of the way. Together, my friend, we'll make traditional nursing as you know it, optional. Now let's get down to it and let's build your profitable business. In today's episode, you're going to learn the top three mistakes new nursepreneurs make and how you can avoid them, why helping everyone actually helps no one, and a simple shift that will save you time, energy, and money. So many of you message me on the daily telling me, I don't know where to start, I'm just going to go out and get a certification, build a website, create a logo, or offer everything to everyone and hope that something sticks. And what you are doing, my friend, is a lot of business procrastination, busy work. I know it hurts. It stings when I say that. But the truth of the matter is, I want you to win. I want you to thrive. Being a nursepreneur is hard and challenging. And the last thing that I want you to do is to burn out before you even get your business off the ground. So the first mistake that I want to talk about that nursepreneurs, especially new nursepreneurs, are making, and those of you that are listening that are established, you're overcomplicating the shit out of your business. You're overcomplicating things. When you tell yourself that you think you need a logo, a website, a fancy course platform, and email funnel and text system behind the scenes before you can start, you are overcomplicating your business to the 10th degree. None of that matters until you have a niche that is viable and that people will pay for, an offer that is irresistible, that's priced for your freedom and for your profit, that also gives your clients incredible results, and also making sure that you have a brand that has deposited value ahead of time before you ask for what you need and want from your clients. A big reason why most nursepreneurs overcomplicate things is because I think deep down we all have a story that, just like nursing, business has to be really hard and complex. Think about it. Nursing is not easy. Every single day we go to work, what should be the easiest of tasks often becomes the most complex thing. So when we've been exposed to that time and time again, we become people that tell stories like, everything has to be difficult, everything has to be hard. And so we bring that into our business and we don't allow it to just be easy. One of the things that we do in the Nursepreneur Academy is we deep dive into your history, your background, your personal professional experiences, and the things that you are excellent at. And through that process, we unearth what it is that you can offer people, and we go out and gather and collect data before you create a website, a logo, an email funnel, a social media page, because we want to make sure that it's a viable option that people are willing to pay for and they want to help you co-create. So stop overcomplicating things. Stop spending money on websites. They cost an absolute bomb. And the secret's out of the bag, I currently don't have a website and I generate over $250,000 every single year. And I don't have a website. I've got a couple of pages, but I don't have a full website. Why? Because it is not essential in this day and age to be able to build a business. And in fact, if you haven't done the groundwork, i.e. niching, finding your offer, doing some ideal client research and having conversations with your ideal client, and I get our nurses to do a whole ideal client marketing care plan that we look at all of the competitors in the space and we see what's working, what's not working. If you haven't done all of that work, you are literally throwing thousands of dollars down the drain, because I guarantee you, when you do that work, when you finally realize it's not working and your offer isn't landing, you can't sell it, and you're having to keep discounting your pricing, you will need to go back to square one and recreate your website. You'll have to rewrite the copy, the words on the page. Your logo will probably change. The colors will change because maybe you position yourself as a cheap brand and your colors reflect cheap pricing. And all of these things that you probably haven't even thought about, we'll need to redo. Okay, so don't do that to yourself. I did it. Don't do it. Save yourself tens of thousands of dollars and just keep your business as simple and as clean as possible. Mistake number two is that as nurses, we are amazing at trying to help everyone. And I know that you built your business because you want to be accessible and you want people to really thrive and to get the support that they deserve, because nursing has conditioned us that we don't turn anyone away, that we help every single person that presents, and we're not biased and we're, you know, not going to judge them and we're not going to do all of this. The reality is, as a brand new business, you can't afford to help everyone. And one reframe I want to offer you is that when your audience is everyone, your message is literally not connecting to anyone. Okay, so when you're speaking to everyone, your messaging and your words and your email funnel and your freebie that you've created and your niche and your offer, all of that is just falling on deaf ears because it's not hyper-specific. Think about how many social media posts you've seen today. Okay, at the time of listening to this, how many social media posts have you seen today? How many of them can you remember? How many of them really stuck with you? The ones that stick with you in the noise of the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of pieces of content that are put out every day, are the pieces that speak directly to you and speak directly to your pain and what you're going through. The same is true for your ideal client. So we have to do a lot of ideal client work where we look at, what is it that they're struggling with? Where are they now? Where do they want to be? What are the steps that they need to take? How have I been able to achieve the result that they're looking to achieve? How can I create content and freebies and write emails and do social media content that speaks directly to what they are struggling with right now? And so therefore they are going to raise their hand and say, I want your freebie. I want onto your email list. When can I work with you? If you don't have those things, whether you're a brand new nursepreneur or you're an established nursepreneur, your messaging is off and you're trying to help everyone. A coach once offered me this idea and it really helped, because when I first started out my business, I was really stuck in the cycle of like, I need to have pricing that helps everybody. And I was pricing, you know, you can get a CV cover letter selection criteria for $250. And then like, because that felt accessible to me. And then there's an extra tier where it's like $550. And then it's $950. And the reality is, people took the most expensive option. I was just creating so much more work for myself because the people that I was talking to, they wanted the highest level support. They wanted the kind of done with you, done for you service. And I was overcomplicating the shit out of my business, trying to help everybody, and no one was taking the cheaper offers, right? Or vice versa, you might have a cheap offer and your marketing is all speaking to the cheap buyer in your audience that wants that cheap offer, and you've got a higher tier offer and no one's paying attention to it because they're all just going, well, I'll just take the cheap one because it's cheaper. You do not need to help everyone. And in fact, the reframe that I got from my coach was, your content's job is to help everyone, or help most people in your audience. If you think of your social media content, if you've got a podcast, any blogs you've written, any content you create, the job of your content is to add so much value that it makes sense that when you launch something or when you have capacity in your coaching or your business, that people think of you because you've deposited so much value into their brand equity with you over time. Okay, so therefore, it makes selling, it makes marketing so much easier. Well, you are helping everyone in your audience with your content for free and giving away everything that you know for free. And usually you're just not telling them the how, because people don't pay for information in this day and age. They pay for implementation. They pay for support, handholding, accountability, guidance, co-regulation, coaching, right? Reflecting their brain back to them. So I want you to stop thinking that you need to help everyone, because the minute you unlock that and you start just helping one ideal client avatar and one client that you can take from A to B with absolute confidence, then you will unlock the growth within your business. Niching is necessary as a brand new business. You have not earned the luxury to help everyone yet. That is a 3 to 5 year goal that you can do in the future, where you can have multiple offers at multiple price points when you understand how a business runs and how to create an irresistible six-figure offer. Until you've hit 100K in one offer, you should not be including any new lower tier offers, memberships, so on and so forth. You should have one mid-ticket offer, i.e. an offer that costs between $1,500 to $3,000, that you learn how to sell that to $100,000, and then and only then can you start introducing, should you want to, and by the way, when you get there, you won't want to because you'll understand how business works. Then and only then should you or can you go out and help more people, okay? But reframe is your content is helping 99.9% of people that will not buy from you. And then that tiny portion of your audience will actually buy. Those are the people that you should be talking to. Mistake number three is skipping the hard work, the business foundations, and the plan. In nursing, I love to use nursing terminology in coaching and supporting our nursepreneurs. In nursing, you would never treat a patient without an assessment and a care plan. In business, it's the exact same. So if you don't have a business care plan where you're looking at your vision, your mission, your values, you're looking at your ideal client, you're identifying what I call your nursepreneur freedom number, which is how much money you need to make from your business in order to make nursing optional. That doesn't mean quitting nursing. That means dropping your hours, having more time and location freedom. Maybe it is going all in on your business. If you don't have that, then you don't really have a plan. Have you looked at your nursepreneur freedom number and then gone, okay, how much can I sell this offer for that makes sense in relation to the freedom number? So then I understand that this year, in order to make, let's say $100,000 and my offer is $3,000, I need to this year sign 33 people into my program. Without doing all of this work and having the business care plan foundations and understanding how in our business care planning, we talk about your mindset and scoring yourself in terms of like skill set around marketing, sales, pricing, offer building, social media content management, so that you can measure your progress and see where you're starting and what you need the most help and support with. If you haven't done a lot of this work at the start, you're literally throwing shit at the wall. I did this for 3 years. I know what it feels like. I invested in coaches that had no structure, no process, other than some measly like Google document that did not give me the actual foundations for me to understand how I could make this business work and how I could make it most importantly profitable and to be able to pay me a salary from the business. I pretty much worked for free for 2.5-3 years, even though I was making money, because I did not have a business care plan laid out intentionally that factored in vision, values, mission. That was beyond just making money. You really need to have a compelling vision and why. My nursepreneur freedom number, reverse engineering it. What does it look like over the next 12 months, 24 months, 3 years? Okay, how does this business scale and grow so that I have a vision for the future? What is my nervous system care plan in building this business? Where am I at with that? How can I integrate this into my business building? Because you can only build a business that feels safe for your nervous system to actually hold. So a huge part of the work that we do in the Nursepreneur Academy is building capacity in your nervous system to have the business that you desire. So many people think they'll just start a business and it'll go gangbusters, and it doesn't. And the reason why is because your brain and your nervous system is not ready for it. It's not that you're not capable. It's not that you can't make it happen. It's that you have to do the work in order to create capacity to have the result that you want. If you want six figures, it's going to take time, effort, intentionality, managing your nervous system, regulating your nervous system, managing your brain, so that you can become the type of person that creates six figures beyond the bedside, working for yourself. There are so many layers to it that we need to take into consideration when we're setting up our business care plan. So mistake number three is skipping the planning phase and just going into doing and not being and sitting and planning. It's so important. And as nurses, we're so conditioned to just dive in and do because we ain't got time. We're always in a rush. Our nervous system is in a dysregulated state and we're trying to get ahead without having nailed the basics. This is what makes a successful nursepreneur. So I want you to just think about whether you have a business right now or whether you don't and you've got a desire. I want you to grab your phone, grab your notes app, grab a notebook and answer this question for yourself. What is one problem that I can solve really well for one type of person? What is one thing that you have achieved in your personal professional life that you could help someone else achieve? What is the thing that people come to you for the most help and support with that you could take and turn that into an online offering where you do the same thing, but for people at scale? That's where your focus should go, instead of trying to overcomplicate, instead of trying to help everyone, instead of trying to skip the planning. That will give you permission to start thinking about how you could make this work for you. If you want these mistakes to be ironed out in your business building journey, whether you're just starting out or you're already in business and you want a clear path to be able to go from A to B, from bedside to business, you need to download my Bedside to Business Roadmap. It's completely free. It is the roadmap that has helped hundreds of nursepreneurs ideate, plan, move through the step-by-step process designed by yours truly, a retired ex-practicing nurse. But I designed it with nurses in mind because the reality is every other business program I've been through has never looked at business building through the lens of how do we heal our burnout and heal our healthcare trauma whilst we are building something that can be huge and big and incredible and money-making whilst still working bedside. Okay, so if you want that, the link is in the show notes. I highly recommend that that's where you start. If you've listened to this podcast and you've got value from these episodes, download that guide. You are literally one download away from making your business dreams come true. It is completely free. I will share with you some more information and business building tips and tricks behind the scenes once you've downloaded that I don't want you to miss out on. So make sure you grab it today. I'll see you in the next episode. A pay rise bedside nursing could never provide. Freedom from hospital politics and the flexibility to work on your own terms without the shift work. You, my friend, are one step closer to creating your bedside escape plan. I want to hear your insights, takeaways, and questions. Connect with me over on Instagram at Nursepreneur Academy or email me at hello@liamcaswell.com. If you're the type of nurse that's ready to explore your options for building a nurse-side business, leave us a review, screenshot it, and send it to my email or my Instagram, and I'll send you my bedside to business roadmap, my step-by-step process to building a six-figure nurse-led business as a thank you. Until next week, keep dreaming big, taking bold action, and betting on yourself, because this is the year you make nursing optional.